from the practice. Doc, how are you, brother?
I'm doing good.
Good to see you. Good to see you. So what are we going to talk about
this
today?
This is something totally different. I'm excited. This is a big day for us. But today we want to announce something that's new to the practice.
Uh-huh.
In fact, you can go to our website. In fact, you may want to do it right now. Go on drmensink.com, and you can look under there. And in fact, let me find my tab here. Go to drmensink.com, and there's a place there. It says save up to 70% with direct pay healthcare, transparent pricing. Save thousands of dollars on your gallbladder surgery. What this is all about, Jazz? We are so excited. But for years, as you know, we've had a top-notch team of a panel of doctors locally who have given our patients with no insurance fantastic prices to die for, Jazz. And mm-hmm. we are eternally grateful to these doctors. Top-notch docs, top-notch group of people, top-notch center and places. But as we're getting bigger, all right, and we're selling franchises across the country, we teamed up with a group called Halora. But make a long story short, what they do, what we do, in a national venue, all right, are ahead of us, all right? And so we teamed up with them because here's the bottom line. You know a gallbladder surgery is $50,000. That's the way it is, all right? And if you don't have a home, I mean, if you don't have assets or insurance and you have a home, you're losing your home, it's over, all right? Today, right now, all right, you can go, I can set you up with a gallbladder surgery. We have 140 sites across the country. Is that right, Tom? I have Tom Farmer here with me, by the way.
And hi, Tom. How are you, buddy?
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good.
But I can set you up with a surgery for $8,600. Everything. All right?
How does that work?
Essentially, Tom, tell them how it works.
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we're doing things for medical procedures the same way that just about anything works in a market where you can reduce prices and increase quality, and that is you remove the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
So for us, what we do is connect the doctor and the patient directly in a binary relationship. And then by removing all those middle layers, we removed up to 70% of the administrative cost of a healthcare procedure.
Now you're talking about insurance.
Well,
eliminating.
You're effectively eliminating that. You're going around it.
Right.
And the question becomes, Jazz, when you look at a procedure that you need, you just look at it just like anything else, and you say, okay, if I use my insurance and I got a $5,000 deductible, I'm going to pay $5,000.
Right.
But what if I can look over here and say, well, what if I pay cash for that procedure? What if I pay the doctor at the time of service? Can I get that procedure for less? Even if it's a $15,000 procedure, can I get it for $4,000 or mm-hmm. $3,000? Right,
and you can often.
I'll give you a quick example. I had a patient who was quoted $16,000 for an insurance procedure, and he had a $5,000 deductible.
Mm.
So he came to a Halora doctor, who quoted him $2,700, and did the procedure. This was a rock star gastroenterologist. Did the procedure, everything, and look at what the guy saved.
Wow,
70%. Almost 80%.
He's saving 80%. More money than his deductible.
With a better doctor.
This is what I've been saying for years. I love it when politicians talk about the cost of medical care, the cost of medical care. What they really mean is the cost of insurance. Medical care isn't and shouldn't be that expensive. It's all of the in-betweens, all the go-betweens,
Jazz,
all the middlemen, and all the crap with insurance companies.
This is the first time where you have the free market working
yeah.
for people. For surgical procedures. That's wow. You know, to me, this is such a big deal. I mean, we've had this for years for our patients. We're excited, and we continue to do that. But, in fact, we've opened up our website, made it for not only our patients, everybody. If you have a family in Texas you want to do it or anywhere around the country, they need to go to our website, click on it, and find a doctor in that area. And they're growing by the day. Doctor after doctor all around the country are saying, we want to do this. We have a local... To me, one of our passions, in fact, I was just talking to one of our doctors that you know, and I won't mention his name this morning, wants to get involved. But right now, today, as we sit, for Kern County, all the medical tourism is leaving the county. It's going to UCLA, Cedars, Santa Barbara. That's the way it has been for years.
Mm-hmm.
But we, as California, Bakersfield, Kern County, we can beat LA prices quite easily. And my dream is to say, listen, we've got just as good docs. We have, these are good, you know, procedure standard. They're not some weird thing. We can take our Bakersfield physicians, and we already have these pools set up and these things. They're already set up and being done. And we can get them to advertise and go on this website. And lo and behold, we can have medical tourism from the L.A. Basin coming to Kern County.
Sure, sure.
And reverse it and help our county.
How, tell me about the company.
Well, we started the company about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was started really because my knee, I strained a knee. And my dad, my background is my dad was a chancellor of a couple health centers. And in the year he died, he was the chairman of the National Association of Academic Health Centers. So I was kind of playing doctor a little bit, but I had such great insurance. I'm paying a ton of money for it. I said, you know what? Let me just follow the knee, do what they say. So the first doctor took an X-ray, which is kind of silly because it's a soft tissue injury.
Mm-hmm,
but
right.
I didn't say anything. And then I went to the next doctor. He did the MRI. And then I finally got to the third knee arthroscopic expert. And at that point, we haven't even done anything. I think the bill was about $15,000.
Jeez, just for two, wait a minute, an X-ray and an MRI?
Well, you had three doctors.
Right.
X-rays, MRIs, and examinations. Now remember, the way these bills work, they're crazy, Jazz. Like in the state of California, when you go have a procedure done, the hospital billing, the average hospital billing is 8.32 times the Medicare rate.
Now, 800% more than Medicare.
Yeah. So if the Medicare rate's $1,000, your bill's going to be $8,300. Now, the insurance company then says, hey, we've got some great deals with these hospitals because we're, you know, XYZ. So we're going to give you an average 64% discount. But what that means is, sorry for all these numbers.
No.
The bottom line is,
I'm digging this,
you end up paying 300% of the Medicare rate. Well, what Hilora does is when everything's all in, you can get everything for between 140 and 150% of Medicare. It's roughly about half the price of what you would pay.
And that includes everything.
And that's everything. It's a procedure is generally three components: the facility charge, the anesthesia,
right,
and the procedure. Now, if you get into orthopedics, you've got hardware and some other issues, but generally that's not an issue. And the bottom line is one bundled price lets the buyer know exactly what they're going to pay with no surprises down the road, and it lets the doctor know exactly what they're going to receive so they don't have to worry about it.
And the doctor's getting cash up front, Jazz.
Right.
Cash up front.
Yeah. Doctors love it. You know. The let me give you the example. I'll come back to it. The $2,700 with the cash doctor versus $16,000 for that procedure with the insurance. The doctor who was taking the $2,700 cash made more money than the doctor who was taking the $16,000.
No kidding.
Jazz.
The surgeon.
This is what's happening. People have no clue what's going on in the insurance business.
No, you're right.
And we look at this as revolutionary. I mean, just to me, I'm excited about it. Because it's, you know, I look at it so great. I mean, we've been doing this for our patients for years, all right? But to me, this is such a big deal. It has a chance to help so many people. We're opening up not only to everybody around, you know, in our county, around the country.
You know, see, I know this because I've had this experience. I had to get an MRI done once. And my insurance, I can't recall what the deductible was. It may have only at that time been a couple of hundred or maybe $1,000, let's say. But I still got the bill up and above what that was $900 for an MRI. You told me that I can get an MRI through your folks at
Stockdale Radiology.
Stockdale Radiology for
$136.
Yeah. I ended up having to borrow money off a credit card
to pay for off a deductible.
No,
Jazz, here's the crazy thing. Just what people don't understand. If I can go to and negotiate for X amount of dollars for this for procedure A, the insurance companies do the same thing. All right? So what we have today is insurance companies who are charging their patients a copay for procedures and making money off the procedures, and their patient thinks they're getting a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
It is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
No, I know, because just hiring, I mean, the staff, when you look at most, not necessarily the practice, but you go to most doctor's offices, there's one or two people, all they do is insurance claims. So there's expense right there. You know, and it just mounts up. It just mounts up, and it continues to mount up.
Yeah, well, we have fast, you know, for the practice. I don't have an insurance department.
No, I know.
I don't have it. You know what I mean? It's a different way of doing it. And you know, the doctor does better. He doesn't have to fight with the insurance company. Today, most doctors are burned out because they're on this treadmill. They have to see patients so fast. L.A. County, at 7.3 minutes per doctor-patient FaceTime each visit. Mm-hmm. That's nothing. In our county, it's a little bit better. It's 8.3 minutes. You can't do good medicine in that time. So what happens is you go to see a primary care doctor for your problem. Most doctors today in primary care, they're referral doctors. They can't do a good job. They know that. They're not stupid. They know that. So what do? They send you for a consult, or they do a test to cover their backside because they don't want to get sued. And the costs go up.
Yeah, all that stuff adds together.
And it just adds up. And the practice was predicated, the antithesis of that is the practice and what we do. The first thing we do, when the patients come in, we have them sign a waiver for binding arbitration. I have malpractice like every other doctor. It's not that but I don't want to have to do cover my butt medicine. Number two, I've got time to spend with the patient to do good quality medicine. The risks actually go down, all right, for malpractice-wise. Number three is that when you've got time to do good medicine, Janice, amazing things happen. And let me tell you a story that sort of sums this all up. One of my patients, he's a big name in town. Most people would know who he was anyhow. He calls me up and he says, Jan, my grandson's in trouble, all right? His grandson has an insurance that everybody would know in town, one of the largest insurances. His grandson goes to the hospital because he's got belly pain. He ends up getting his appendix out, which is normal. Ends up being normal. He ends up having test after test. He's in the hospital for day after day. Everything's wrong, okay? In fact, when the grandfather calls me and says, would you look at my grandson? Help. He has an appointment to be transferred down to L.A., actually to Hollywood, to a children's hospital or to a hospital there so they can look at some fancy things, all right? Because nobody knows what's going on. I brought him in. I spent 55 minutes with this kid and his dad. You know what happened to this kid, Jess? This kid, 4 days before he ends up going to the hospital because of his belly pain, he's playing football out there, you know, this outright with the kids. He grabs a football. A kid comes and jams his knee into his belly, and another kid jumps on his knee, on his foot, and he's got all his pain. The kid ends up having belly pain, all right? He gets a surgery that's not needed. He ends up going in the hospital. He's on IV morphine. He's a kid. All right, because of pain. He gets out. I examined him. I look, and the kid is plugged up. He's constipated. All right, he's full of it. I sent him home with a Fleet enema that night and a Fleet enema in the morning, and it cured him.
Man.
And the reason is not because
they wanted to send him to yes, Los Angeles?
Yes. Now, here's the issue, Jazz. It wasn't that I'm such a smart doctor. I believe I'm a good doctor, but it's not because I was such a smart doctor, because I had the time to spend the 55 minutes to go over everything in detail to figure out what the heck was going on.
Amen to that.
And that's where the practice and this philosophy helps. And then once you do that, you do what procedure. If you add this, what we're doing now, to procedures, so you can cut up to 70% of the cost of procedures, just like that with a phone call. Third thing, that you buy high deductible insurance. It's amazing, the savings. That's why these businesses are all getting on board. All across the country, businesses and third-party administrators are looking and saying, oh my gosh, this is the answer.
The concierge service.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
All right.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. More with Dr. Mensink and Tom right here on KNZR.
Carpet Outlet Plus. Every day is sale day.
No one can beat us. No one can touch us. You won't find better prices. Shop and compare. We don't care. Take a look our way and come into
Carpet Outlet Plus. Every day is sale day.
Fall is just around the corner, and just like the leaves, prices at Carpet Outlet Plus are falling to the lowest price ever. Come in today to see all new waterproof flooring. Choose from products in stock and get installed immediately. From the store ranked Bakersfield's best 12 times. Carpet Outlet Plus, fast and friendly with knowledgeable salespeople, all at the very lowest price. Carpet Outlet Plus, 3.5 blocks west of 99 on Rosedale Highway, or carpetoutletplus.com.
Carpet Outlet Plus. Every day is sale day.
Hi, my name is Mary. I had a remodel of my kitchen done by Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen. We loved the job that they did. We started with another company and Dreammaker had to come in and take over and finish our kitchen remodel. They did a wonderful job. We, you know, with our experience before, we were a little apprehensive about a new company coming in, and they were wonderful. They made us feel at ease. They answered all of our questions and it made us feel confident that we could get this finished. The one thing I loved about Patty and Everett was that they were so easy to talk to and very down to earth, and we could explain what we wanted and we didn't feel pressured, but we felt like they heard us and they listened to what we needed.
From cosmetic upgrades to complete transformations, call Dreammaker Bath and Kitchen today for a free consultation. Enhancing lives, improving homes. That's the Dreammaker difference. Call 837-1117. That's 837-1117.
Paul Sheldon here. Please meet our client and longtime buckaroo, Jim Shaw.
There's B and D. Yeah, you pick your part. Then you think you're done, but that's just the start. There's supplements till the day is dark, so you cross your fingers and you throw your dart. Enter the good guys, your brand new team. Paul Sheldon, Lynn, and of course Christine. All of those options, they know what they mean. They're a health insurance dream machine. So the story's old, but the ending's grand. They explained it all, made me understand, then dusted me off and held my hand and led me into Medicare land.
Call us at 398-2298. Again, 398-2298, or just Google Paul Sheldon Health Insurance.
No more confusion. Find the solution. Call Paul Sheldon.
We don't sell barbecue grills, television sets, groceries, or gasoline. Hi, I'm Warren Plaskett from Stockdale Air. We only sell conditioned air for your home or business. We specialize rather than accessorize, and we're good at what we do. We only sell products and service to heat, cool, and clean your indoor air. For 40 years, we've served your air conditioning needs, 24 hours, and it's been a joy making you comfortable. We are here to stay. Kern County, we love you. We are bolted down with a physical address, a permanent telephone line, and 24-hour service. We're in business for your convenience. Give us a call, 399-0100. We sell the best and service the rest. Stockdale Air, 399-0100. 24 hours, that's 399-0100. 40 years serving Kern County's air conditioning, heating, clean air, and commercial refrigeration needs. 40 years, 24 hours, 399-0100. Thanks.
KNZR, Chaz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you. A pretty face don't make no pretty heart. I learned that, but it's from the start.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Well, you know, Jess, what I thought we'd do next, Tom, tell us why a doctor would want to do this. What drives people to want to do something like this?
Well, from the doctor's standpoint, from a surgeon, it's kind of the other component of what you do. Obviously, you're the primary care guy. You're doing it because I assume because you love doing it. You love helping people. I know my dad trained doctors. I've been around a lot of doctors. But
I
want to
change. I do the practice because I want to change the paradigm of medicine for primary care in this country.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let people. Yeah. You know, you know how many people are sick out there that are putting off procedures? They're walking around in pain because they can't afford to use their insurance.
Right. Exactly.
It's one out of three patients who need a procedure are putting it off because they can't
afford it. When Obamacare first passed, this goes back before Alpha owned this company, my deductible before Obamacare was $500. $500.
What is it now? I know.
The day Obamacare was signed into law, my deductible, we got a memo, everyone got it, $5,000. From $500 to $5,000. Now, when Alpha bought this company from Buckley, they were able to negotiate with the same insurance company down to $2,000 deductible. And I'm going, oh, thank God. It's kind of like when you raise the price of a car, $100,000, and it's a $30,000 car. Then you drop it to $45,000, and people go, yeah, exactly. That's great. And you're just lining up, man. But still, $2,000. Well, that can be a tough nut to crack sometimes.
It's very tough, and that's why people can't afford to go get procedures done. And that's why employers, you know, so many employers, they get a bad rap, but, you know, employers want to see their employees healthy.
Sure.
I mean, for many reasons. I mean, mostly because when you have employees for a long time, it's like a family. You know, I've had a manufacturing business, and we have that same kind of feeling mm-hmm. with a lot of our employees. And so they want them to have a better health, to get things done, get their procedures done that they need. And now, when they need a procedure with the Hillora Network, by saving up to 70%, the employer can save so much money that he can let the patient, the employee, have no deductible. In other words, if you're doing as Dr. Mensink mentioned, let's say you're doing a knee replacement, it's $40,000 normally. Well, you could get it for under 20, 17, or whatever. The employer's saving so much money, he can now say to you, if you've got a $2,000 or $5,000 deductible, he say, hey, Jazz, no deductible for you if you pick a doctor on this network. And by the way, one of the best things about Hillora is it's not just price, it's access. When you have an insurance contract, you are focused in on the in-network doctors.
Right.
So you have a limited group to choose from. You may love those doctors. You may want to go to a same doctor your cousin went to. If you'll come to Hillora and say, hey, I don't see this doctor on your list, let us know. That doctors love us. You remember that example I gave you? I'm going to keep coming back to it. $2,700 cash doctor.
Right.
$16,000 the insurance doctor. Remember, the cash doctor made more and he got paid the day of service.
Right.
So every doctor loves us. They just don't know about us.
Yeah, they have to hire a staff to try and suck that money out of the insurance companies. And sometimes the insurance companies don't want to pay.
Of course not.
And they're the doctor left holding the bag. Now, a doctor goes in for a procedure. Now, granted, I mean, the guy spent 10 years, whatever, how many, 15, 12 years, whatever, in school. But he goes in, performs the patient gets there 4 hours early, and we sit around and wait, and then we go in, and we're knocked out, and we're only out for 15 minutes, but we wake up and go, oh, my God, I've been here for how long? And everything. And the doctor's in, gone. He's headed to the golf course. Right. Pete. So it makes sense to pay in cash if you can. What about folks, though, Doc, that can't pay, that can't raise $4,000, $3,000, even $2,000?
Well, here's how I see it, Jazz. We have today, essentially what happens is, if you don't have the money, or you don't have insurance, or you don't have the money to come up with it, you delay your procedure.
Right.
All right? And eventually what happens, all right, is for many cases, not all, but for many, many cases, it's going to become an emergency. The cost is going to go up, the risks go up, and everything goes bad. And you end up going to the hospital ER, and you're going to spend a fortune, all right? And lo and behold, if you've got any assets, you're going broke. You're declaring bankruptcy. You lose your home, you lose this. With this kind of system of it, you can get that procedure right away. You can put it on your credit card if you want. You can borrow from your family. You don't lose your home.
No, exactly.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also remember, the employer is saving so much money that the employer can do what he would love to do, which is be a great guy and go to his employees and say, hey, you know that procedure you've been putting off? I've got this thing for you here. Look at it. If it works for you, hey, no deductible. because I'm paying all the rest. You don't have to worry about the deductible. It's gone.
Tom, maybe talk about third-party administrators and maybe explain what that is and how that's working, because this is revolution. We're dealing with the practice. Just explain what happens, because this is such a big part of this.
Well, the third-party administrators are basically the fiduciary accountants for the medical expenses. Mm-hmm. So what happens in an employer is you think you have a $2,000 deductible, and you do. Your employer, though, is probably, the odds are, 90%. He's taking on the rest of that
balance. That deductible, yeah.
So you're all covered. That's great. Most employees are only looking at their deductible. But remember, that employer is holding the bag. So what happens is a third-party administrator says, we're going to pay those bills. So you go to the doctor, you pay your deductible, all this paperwork, all this stuff, that's all being done by a TPA, a third-party administrator. And so that third-party administrator now has extra incentive to try to save the employer some money. And they're looking at these things, and they're looking at things like Dr. Mensink's, the practice, because that first part of the care, the primary care, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Americans see doctors on average 4.1 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
18 of those visits go by with no procedure needed. But one out of 18... you need a procedure. So Dr. Mensink sees those first 18 visits, and then he helps find out what's wrong, make sure everything's okay, you know, you're taking care of all your basic needs. And I think it's 90%, is that right?
93%, or 92 to 93% we're looking after.
There you go. So when that employee's complaining of something and Dr. Mensink says, oh, that looks like, you know, a knee problem, I'm not an orthopedic guy, but you need to go see a specialist. You need to go see this orthopedic guy. And at that point, that's when you can step in and say, okay, well, let's look it up. Let's look for an orthopedic guy. Let's look for a specialist. And that's where you find that on the Hilora.
On the Hilora list. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, and all I have to do, if you go to our website, essentially, you click that button, it goes right to Hilora's website. Because it's easy to remember our website, you know, drmensink.com. Everybody can know that. But once you click on that on our website, it goes directly to Hilora. No, all right?
Let me ask you this. If all goes well in Washington, D.C., and the quote-unquote penalty or the tax or the fee or whatever it's being
whatever
called.
Whatever people are getting taken whatever, for right
whatever
now if you don't
being
buy
called
insurance.
Today, if you don't buy insurance. If you opt out of insurance at work, all that money that your employer used, because he's paying the bulk. I mean, you know, you may be paying $200, $300 a month for yourself, but he's paying a lot more than that.
That's right.
And he's paying, like you said, he's picking up that extra deductible, which may be $3,000. If you opt out of the insurance, why not take that money and put it into a health savings account that rolls over every year?
Absolutely.
People are doing it.
And they're starting to do that. This is starting to, there's so much pressure now on this system, and leave it to American ingenuity, right, to get it done. And so that's what's happening. Doctors like Dr. Mensink, they're that first door. And so employers need to talk to direct primary care doctors like Dr. Mensink, say, hey, what can I do to give my employees 10 times better care at 1/10 of the cost? And in that way, you can eliminate a lot of these deductibles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want to put a plug in for the practice. I've been doing that all morning, but here's the deal. Today, right now, Jazz, as of last week, we have an insurance agent in town. That, in fact, if you call our office, he'll give you his number. And for the employers, amazing things are happening to put all these things together for these employees. And employers will save a fortune. Today, right now, for the average employer, we can offer them an insurance or the practice. We can offer the practice for the employee plus her spouse plus all the kids. It covers 93% of their care. We can offer a high deductible plan for the employer. The employer will still save 30 to 32% in insurance. Wow. That's why it's growing so fast.
Wow.
That's, oh my gosh.
That's great.
And if you look at where the costs are, I wanted to get out a little factoid.
Okay.
And we can sort of ask the question, people win a bag of M&Ms or something. But, you know, out of the $3.2 trillion spent last year on healthcare, what percentage do you think went to doctor pay?
Oh my God. Very small, I'm sure.
The answer is 4%.
Four.
So that tells you where all the money's going.
It's all administrative BS.
Exactly. It's not the doctors. And the doctors keep getting squeezed. And, you know, a minute ago, Dr. Mensink, you asked me a question, and I should have been right on it. But you asked me, why would doctors want to do this? Let me tell you why they can't do this, a lot of them. They're trapped. Do you know when you sign these insurance contracts, let's say you're a gastroenterologist. You've got 40, 50 contracts with all the insurance companies. Every one of them pays you a different rate for that same colonoscopy.
Right.
Right? So you're getting all these different rates. The problem is that you can't leave it. You may want to go out and do cash. You may want to put an ad in the paper and say, hey, I'll do this colonoscopy for half price if you pay me the day of service. But if you do that, then all those contracts fall. So they're trapped. And so what Helora does is we're just like a network, like...
Just like the insurance company, just like another insurance.
Just like the BUCAs, you know, the United, Cigna, Aetna, Anthem, Blue Cross, blah, 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 you know, 50 of them.
Right.
So what we can do is we can show the prices to our members. And by the way, you can register with us and there's no charge. So you register, you are a registered member of our network, and then we can show you specific doctor prices. We show you averages right now.
And you're doing that here in Bakersfield.
We're doing it right here in Bakersfield.
All across the state, across the country.
With state-of-the-art facilities, surgery centers here in Bakersfield. We have some surgery centers in LA County, and they just recently opened a surgery center here in Bakersfield. It's incredible, this facility, brand new, amazing.
Better than some of the stuff they have down there, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Wow, how cool.
Amazing, well, a little cheaper. Bakersfield.
They can put all the money into the technology, the equipment, everything here, because imagine trying to build a giant surgery center in L.A.
No.
I mean,
ain't going to happen.
No.
With all the red tape regulations exactly. And taxation but and all that crap. Are you kidding?
Neat things are
unions?
Happening, Jazz. This is a paradigm shift. You know, I look at this, to me, so much good can come out of this for people across the country. One of the things that's happening, not as much here because we don't do as much, but in L.A., there's a lot of larger companies that are self-insuring, have their own insurance network. They are looking at this and saying, oh, my gosh, this is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Here, we don't have as many companies big enough to do self-insurance. But it is amazing what's happening. Literally, this can help change the face of medicine. We talked about, you know, how much money out of that 3.2 or 3.5 trillion we're spending on healthcare today. Mm-hmm. You know, when I went to Kevin McCarthy, and I'm not a fan of government insurance, believe me, I'm not, all right? But here's what I told him. If we offered the practice, tier two, for $99 a month to every man, woman, and child in this country, all right, that covers 92% of all our health care, we could cover every man, woman, and child in this country for $350 billion.
One tenth
of what we're spending today for another 7%. See, we've got our heads screwed off, you know, as a country. We're trying to cover everything, and we're trying to give everybody Rolls-Royce cars.
And then
if we
maybe
gave them Yugos or Hyundais or whatever and get more people covered, more stuff covered, I think we'd win in the long run.
You know, what you do, and the first thing that pops into my mind is suddenly the emergency room will be for emergencies.
Exactly.
Yes.
Instead of for the little kid with the sniffles.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Jeez. It's so simple. It's stupid.
Well, there's a lot of...
It's so simple.
Yeah, you know, there's much more to it. But Jazz, really, the concept is really quite simple.
No.
You know, to think of it, it's not a brilliant concept. What Tom has done is putting the free market process into surgical procedures. All right? We have doctor after doctor that... I'm not sure. It doesn't work exactly like bidding, but it's sort of the same idea.
Well, no, I was going
saying,
to say,
how can I do this? All right,
it is like bidding. I mean, I watch a lot of these shows where they bid on houses or they bid on the shippers. So there's a show where they ship stuff across country and they are online bidding, lowering the price, lowering the price, lowering the price till everybody drops out. And you can do that with doctors. You can get doctors compete. See, competition to me is what I liked about hearing about what they're looking at in Washington, D.C. was the selling of insurance policies across state lines, because that creates competition. Competition among the insurance companies and states, because of mandates in certain states, you got to cover. For instance, here in California, I got the best prenatal coverage ever.
Isn't that wonderful?
I know.
And you pay a fortune for it.
I'm a 60-year-old man, and I've got prenatal insurance and postnatal insurance. Oh, it's wonderful. That's crazy stuff. It really is. Yeah. That's crazy stuff. But you do away with all that waste, and it works the same principle as you guys are talking about here. Well, you do away with the waste, and you bring in the competition.
Exactly. And if you think about any market, I mean, I'm just looking at your desk here. I mean, you got a cup, a tissue holder, a little toy car. I mean, every one of these things, when you introduce market mechanisms, you increase quality and you reduce cost.
Yep.
And that's what we're doing. Now, initially, right now, the doctors are saving the patients and the employers a ton of money. They don't have to compete right now, but what's going to happen...
They will.
It'll take 2 or 3 years. It's going to be kind of like TrueCar. In other words, what they're going to do is... Think of the true car where, you know, the dealers aren't competing directly, but you know the guy down the street selling that Camaro for less. So the pressure is
exactly.
You got to start to sell your Camaros for less.
Exactly right. Right. Let's take a break real quick. We'll be right back. More of the Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
Good afternoon. Bakersfield police continue to investigate an officer-involved shooting. A man was fatally shot during a foot chase with officers following a traffic stop Saturday night. The officer involved in the shooting has been identified as Warren Martin, son of Bakersfield Police Chief Lyle Martin. The California Highway Patrol says one person was killed and another injured Sunday afternoon in a rollover crash on Laval Road. One person was airlifted to a hospital with major injuries. The other person was pronounced dead at the scene. And the driver of an SUV was killed Sunday about noon after being ejected during a rollover crash on westbound 58 just west of Oswell Street. According to the CHP, the 45-year-old man made an unsafe turning movement for an unknown reason and then lost control. He was not wearing a seatbelt. Checking the Chevron Weather Center. Partly sunny skies today with a high about 63. Partly cloudy tonight with a low around 46. Mostly sunny Tuesday with a high near 70. I'm Bill Curtis on KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader.
If a can of corn gets handed off from the farm to the warehouse and finally to the market, you don't care. Why should you? It's a can of corn.
Jim Lamar, president of Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries.
But if someone you love has died and is going to be cremated, you don't want that person handed off from one company to another, to a crematory that doesn't know or care who's being cremated, and where the chain of custody is not absolutely certain. That's the reason Greenlawn wants you to know that we handle everything completely within our own care and never, ever hand your loved one off to another company for the cremation, as some others do. In fact, we invite anyone to come visit our crematory right here at our Southwest location. It's important to know that when the time does come to call on a cremation service, everything from beginning to end is in the hands of a friend of the family.
Greenlawn Funeral Homes and Cemeteries. A friend of the family, with locations in Southwest and Northeast Bakersfield.
As a homeowner, there's a few things that I can fix or work on myself, but the one thing that I'll leave entirely up to the professionals is the electrical stuff. So when I needed some work done in one of my bathrooms, I did what I always do. I asked my Facebook friends for a good electrician. Several of them suggested Electrical Power Services Incorporated, or EPSI. When I checked out their website, I thought to myself, man, there's just no way. These guys are an industrial electrical company. I can't call them for a bad outlet, but I did. And sure enough, not only do I now have a great electrician for myself, but one I can recommend to my friends too. These guys do it all, from residential to commercial, overhead lines, oil field work, instrumentation and controls. They even do those dadgum windmills. You can count on Electrical Power Services Incorporated to do quality work at a great price. So call them today, 396-0907. That's 396-0907. Or Google EPSI Bakersfield. That's EPSI Bakersfield. And tell them Jazz sent you.
Paul Blanco's Good Car Company has given thousands of Californians a fresh start, helping people get the BMW, Toyota, or Cadillac of their dreams. Plus, we can help rebuild your credit reputation.
I bought my I lost two cars from Paul Blanco, and my credit score has improved by 100 points.
Click PaulBlanco.com for Chevy Sparks under 11 grand, Toyota and Honda four doors under 14 grand, and rates start at 2.9%. Let over 100 lenders compete to approve you only at PaulBlanco.com.
The huge credit bureau breach may have dropped off your newsfeed, but your information may not have dropped off the dark web. Once your personal information is out there, thieves can use it to steal your identity for months, even years after a breach. Fortunately, it's not too late to get protection with LifeLock. Sign up today and we'll begin using proprietary technology to monitor your personal information for threats, including new accounts in your name, money being stolen from your 401k, or your information being sold on the dark web. And if there's a problem, one of our U.S.-based identity restoration agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you'll know your identity is on our radar, even if the last breach is long forgotten. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK today to get 10% off when you use promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
KNZR, Bakersfield's talk radio leader. Chaz McKay on 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying.
Okay, we are back. Tom and Dr. Mensink are here with us. Tom, how do people get in touch with Helora?
Well, you can go direct to Helora at www.healora.com. That's Helora.com. Or straight on Dr. Mensink's site.
Go to drmensink.com. And we have on our face page just a little thing you click on here, learn more. It'll take you right to their page, because I believe what this is. I believe in what's happening here. Okay, it's amazing, literally amazing. I mean, you know, for me to get excited about something else like this is a big deal, because so many people, Jazz, so many people can be helped. More important than that, it is starting. You know, this is free market being involved in the surgical procedure area in medicine. This is a big deal.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Dr. Mensink about cash for medical procedures.
Medical procedures.
A colonoscopy could cost how much?
Thousands of dollars.
Many thousands, tens of thousands in some cases. However, and your deductible is, you know, let's say $5,000, and so you're going to get charged $5,000 by your insurance company. The doctor's going to charge you $5,000 because the insurance company didn't pay the other portion of it. That's basically his fees and everything. But you could pay $3,000 or $2,000,
$2,100,
$2,100 if you get it done through a cash.
As an example, the complex one I talked about earlier, an upper and lower colonoscopy, $16,000 was the quote with insurance, and with a nationally recognized Helora doctor in West LA, it was $2,700.
That's amazing.
Everything, all in.
Anesthesia, medicines,
the whole
everything.
Nine yards.
Everything. Surgery center fees.
You know, because anybody who's had a procedure knows your anesthesiologist sends you a separate bill too. By the way, that's not even included in the insurance. For some reason, insurance doesn't appear to ever, at least in my experience, ever cover anesthesiologists. I think they're saying something about anesthesiologists.
But Jazz, this is here's the neat thing. This is one bundled price.
Right.
There's no surprises. These are nationally recognized physicians around the country. It's one price. There's no surprises. You know, for those people, who are companies especially, need to look at this.
Really?
I mean, it is changing the dynamics. This is a new up and coming thing. But as companies in L.A., tell them a little bit, Tom, just real quickly, because we have to quit real quickly. But tell them real quickly about what happened at the conference down last month down in L.A. with TPAs.
This is
amazing.
Yeah, at the Los Angeles, it was the Employers Health Benefit Conference. It was it's their ninth year. And anyway, a huge conference where it's focused on self-funded employers and how to help them save money on these healthcare costs and improve the lives of their employees. Mm-hmm. And they had a huge conference there. I'm not sure specifically what you want me to say, but there was a TPA there telling the story. You know, all of these rooms and different things were a little bit boring, but these guys, packed room, the people were going crazy because they're talking about these kinds of savings, 50 to 70% for the employer. Talking about hip replacements, right. Instead of $90,000 getting hit for that as an employer, you pay $30,000. You know, it's huge. Yeah. Think of what that does for the employer, which means that employer who loves, many of them truly love their employees, think of what they can do for their employees.
Absolutely.
Yep. It's amazing. Absolutely. Just go to our website, Jazz.
DrMensink.com, and you'll find the link there. Take you over to Hilora's direct pay healthcare webpage. And thanks for coming in, Doc. And thank you, Tom, for coming to
thank
visit
you,
us
Jazz.
Here in Bakersfield.
Really appreciate it.
Good to see you. We'll be right back. More of the Jazz McKay Show to come on KNZR.
If a can of corn gets handed off from the farm to the warehouse and finally to the market, you don't care. Why should you? It's a can of corn.